with high temperatures in the middle 90s. Again, triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Following the recent dog death in Trustville, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart, Senator Del Mar says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road. One victim died at the scene, the other died at Baptist South Hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All 12 boys and their soccer coach are safe after more than 2 weeks underground.
President Donald Trump has pardoned two ranchers whose case sparked the armed occupation of a wildlife refuge in Oregon.
The dean of Temple University's business school has been forced out over falsified data submitted to rankings organizations about the online master's program there.
Civil rights protester James Wells has died at the age of 77.
About a dozen Marines are heading to Port-au-Prince, Haiti to help bolster security at the U.S. Embassy there.
Stocks are continuing to trade higher on Wall Street.
Violent storm whipped through a northwestern North Dakota city overnight, trapping some people in overturned RVs.
President Trump has arrived in Belgium for 2 days of talks with U.S. NATO allies.
BMW says it'll make an electric version of its mini car in China with the country's biggest SUV brand, Great Wall Motor.
People are feeling confident of being able to find another job if they leave their current employer.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Fresh Market gift card, $50 value. But then we also have Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That's for Friday. That is open to any caller. All you need to do is tell us that you want to be a part of the deal here. Let's finish up with the story of the commander, U.S. commander on the cave rescue. And this is absolutely fascinating when you look at this, is that, you know, doing cave dives, rescuing people is not normally what they're doing, particularly kids who can't swim. But he explains how the teamwork paid off with this and how this military discipline and problem solving is so apparent. That's why this is going to be such a great movie.
Major, this was part of an extraordinary multinational effort. Can you explain the camaraderie, the cooperation between teams that were working on this rescue operation?
It took every single one of us putting our heads together, pushing aside any sort of political or cultural differences, and just doing our best to find a solution to this. So what I take away from this is just how much can be accomplished with teamwork, because it was pretty impressive.
Well
seeing
said.
All those entities working together.
Well said, and I know you were right there at the cave's entrance. What did the boys look like when they emerged? What did they say, if anything?
Well, understand that to get them out, we had to put them on positive pressure, full face masks, and so we couldn't see their faces. They were in these flexible litters that we call skedcos that kind of wrap around them, so they're unable to move. There were multiple rescue personnel that were carrying them out. So I don't want to give you a non-answer, but there's no way that you could tell the emotions of the kids, but I know they're absolutely happy to be out of that cave system.
So multinational, they all kind of came together and worked together. Now, here was something that they were not training this at all. So they came up with the creativity of how to do this by working together, and they were just damn determined to save these young boys and the coach's life.
Major, I'm sure there's some parents among those who are working on the rescue operation. Can you describe to us the emotional tenor of the work outside the cave?
So there's obviously heightened emotional tensions the whole entire time that we were there. Thankfully, the Thai culture is such an optimistic culture that it helped to balance out those emotional lows. The emotional tenor outside the cave was one of volunteerism. There's so many people that came to help, whether that was with giving, setting up food vending stations or little tiny coffee shops or socks for the people that had super muddy feet. All of that was provided for free, and the environment was just one of everybody coming together to make this a success.
Major, had you ever been trained for anything like this? And if not, how do you come up with a plan when you're faced with something that's so particular?
We're not trained to do cave dive rescue missions. So at the end of the day, you just have to rely on the training that you're given and how we approach problems methodically and logically and try to push away any emotion and look at it from that lens of what are the circumstances and what do we absolutely need to do to make this a success?
That is, that really is something. Like I said, this is going to be a phenomenal movie when it finally comes out. And hopefully somebody's going to do this pretty quickly. And hopefully some people are smart enough to go in and take pictures there so they can build the set or use that as the actual place to go. And maybe use the actual caves. That would be very, very interesting. And then do some mock-ups for it. There was an American tourist that was killed in Mexico over the weekend. And it's not that, you know, Mexico is becoming kind of more of a dangerous place here. So let's listen in to this story.
Police in Mexico are investigating the murder of an American tourist hit by a stray bullet in Mexico City. 27-year-old Tatiana Miritenko of San Francisco was there to celebrate her wedding anniversary. She was leaving a restaurant with her husband and two friends on Saturday morning when she was shot. Jerika Duncan is here with how the American was caught up in the shooting. Jerika, good morning.
Good morning. Police say two men on a motorcycle were aiming for a bar bouncer who was hit and survived. Now, Miritenko, meanwhile, her family says they're shocked that one of Tatiana's favorite countries to visit became the very place where she lost her life.
I want everyone to remember Tatiana for her smile, her liveliness, her optimism and adventurous spirit.
Tatiana Miritenko's sister and father say she and her husband were in Mexico City to celebrate their first anniversary.
A year ago at this time, we were selecting flowers for her wedding. And yesterday we were there selecting flowers for her funeral.
The couple was traveling with other friends to sample Mexico City's best restaurants. Miritenko was shot at a Mexican restaurant in an upscale neighborhood over the weekend. Police say the gunmen were aiming for a bouncer inside the restaurant, but hit Miritenko as she was leaving. Her family says she had just told them how safe she felt there.
Okay, so she's walking out of this restaurant. They go by on a motorcycle and they shoot, trying to hit the bouncer, and they hit her and kill her. Upscale restaurant, show a picture of it right next to part of a bank and that kind of stuff. I mean, big office building. And I'm going to guess that this has something to do with gang, i.e. drug type deal. Bouncer, restaurant, drug dealing, not sure. But the numbers are staggering in this whole thing. Let's listen to the second part of this.
We've traveled to Mexico all of our lives. Tanya's probably been there at least 30 times.
According to the latest figures from the Mexican government, 2017 was the nation's deadliest year on record, with more than 25,000 murders. Earlier this year, the U.S. State Department issued a travel ban to five Mexican states, the same warning issued to war-torn countries like Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Popular tourist destinations Ixtapa and Acapulco are in those do-not-travel zones. The government also warns tourists to exercise increased caution when visiting Cancun, Cozumel, Playa del Carmen, and Mexico City. Tatiana was an investor relations analyst for a San Francisco pharmaceutical firm. She was also a role model to her younger sister.
To me, she is who I aspire to be as a person with everything I do. And I don't know what I'll do without her.
Miritenko's funeral will be held Saturday in Chicago, where she grew up. Police in Mexico say they are reviewing surveillance video as they search for the gunman. And of course, this was an area that may have been a little off the so-called resort, but it was a safe area. A lot of people were there. Mm-hmm. She obviously, and neither did her husband, expect something like this to happen.
Let me put this in perspective. They said over 25,000 murders, homicides. The United States had 17,250 in that same year, 2017. The Mexico population is 127 million compared to 380 million, say, in the United States. So that would be equivalent of us having over 75,000 murders here versus 17. Just to kind of give you a sense of that.
Wow.
So this is pretty amazing. Which leads me into this next story, and that is the El Presidente-elect of Mexico has been talking to Trump, and he wants to have his own border security group. So let's listen into the story.
Illegal immigration crackdown in Mexico. The country's new president-elect wants to create his own border police force to keep illegal immigrants out in an effort to stop drugs and guns from entering Mexico, he says. Andres Manuel López Obrador has previously criticized President Trump's stance on immigration, but is he now following President Trump's lead? Here to discuss, the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society and host of the Chris Salcido Show, Chris Salcido. So we know that the president-elect had a nice conversation with our president, and they talked about things to do, and now he's talking about a police force, a border force. What do you think's going on down south?
Well, we'd have to believe the last year and a half, actually, this entire career of AMLO, as he's called, was just for show. Now all of a sudden he is going to be the president of Mexico, and he's changed his tune, and now he's all about border security after campaigning on the fact that he wanted to continue illegal immigration into the United States. He wasn't going to solve America's problem of Central American refugees / illegal immigrants coming into this country. And by the way, I marveled at Bloomberg's reporting on all of this. They always have to couch it as if everything pertains to Donald Trump. In the wake of Donald Trump's controversial immigration policy, which was, by the way, the controversial policy was enforcing the law. Bloomberg thinks that's controversial now. Then all of a sudden, AMLO wants his own military force. This can work out one of two ways. If AMLO says, I want to coordinate very closely with the United States, we want to have mixed units, American and Mexican units, patrolling not only the southern border to make sure that Central American presence doesn't come up through Mexico right. And into the United States, but also their northern border, that's one thing. But if he just wants to put a military force, Steve, on the border, I would be very suspect, because look at what's happened in the past. We have had incident after incident after incident of military incursion from Mexico into the United States. At one point, they drew down on our border patrol. It was a very tense standoff in 2014. Mm-hmm. Also in 2014, they shot at, from a helicopter, their military shot at our border patrol. Of course, you remember who was in the White House. We had a guy that liked to trash America rather than defend America, so nothing was done.
If that does happen, now he comes in, I believe, in October. So that's a ways away. But if he is talking about doing that and stopping at the southern border, and this is a complete change of what he talked about just weeks ago and about kind of rushing the border. So I wonder what Trump said to him, probably like, well, we're not going to do business with you type thing unless you start doing this. And he may have a captive audience here that actually could be working on this in a positive way. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm with Miss Donna at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, summer's here.
Summer's here, and it's here in full force.
Well, tell us some things you're getting ready for.
We're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it because we're proud of it.
So bring those trucks and load them up and get the kids ready to go back to college.
Absolutely. Really, we've got everything you need. We've got everything from the silverware to the dishes to the bedspreads to curtains, everything.
All right, Dot, what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. I want to tell you about Randy Burkhalter and the Prattville Farm Center. They offer all kinds of things for your home, your garden, your animals. I buy all my dog food from them. All my cat food comes from them. The chickens love them. The goats, the horses. And they even cleared out the bottom of my property with his grinding machines and made a nice beach for the kids to play on. If you need anything around your house, your home, for your pets, all the way to the bushes and the gardens, give Randy a call today at 365-5400.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Oh, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. PO Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
70 and 97. The two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Here's a lady comes from all around. Many places, but she's homeward bound. And as she walks kind of funny, I think she knows day by day by day our love grows.
Let's pick up the second part of the story here. Where they're interviewing this talk show host who's seems to be pretty knowledgeable about what's going on in medical.
With the new president, when he was still running, he said that it should be, it's essentially a birthright that people should be able to resettle in the United States. You know, it didn't really talk about immigration status, but now for him to be talking about this, you got to be wondering, what's he up to?
Yes, I'm very suspect of this guy because he's a leftist, and I just trust as a conservative, as a liberty-loving Latino, I'm very distrustful of communists and socialists. So if he decides he wants to put a Mexican force on his southern border without any coordination with the United States, I think it's wholly appropriate the United States come up with a military force on our border as well.
So this one's going to be interesting to watch. And also there seems to be some trade negotiations that are going on with Mexico as we speak, and see, you know, everybody's giving Trump a hard time for the way he does things. The question is, what are the results going to be? And I just got a message from Mo Brooks saying that he firmly supports Trump and what he's doing with NATO, because it's the right thing to do, because they do need to be paying more out here. So that's a good sign when we start seeing people like that. Let me do this. Let me go to Christian Welker on this NATO, and we kind of get into the let me change that. Let me go to the judge talks about the government streamlining the reunification in this new court ruling.
A federal judge says the government needs to quickly comply with a court order to reunite young immigrant children with their parents. Only 38 of 102 children under the age of 5 were reunified by yesterday's deadline. Officials said last week that nearly 3,000 children in all remain in U.S. custody. Everyone is supposed to be reunited with their parents by July 26. Mireya Virial is in El Paso, Texas, where many families remain in limbo.
Here in El Paso, along the Mexico border, three fathers are waking up whole again. They were reunited with their children late last night, but a number of families are still separated. The government says the holdup has to do with waiting on DNA test results, as well as criminal background checks, and they claim that some parents are choosing not to be reunified with their children.
On Tuesday, Ever Reyes Mejia saw his three-year-old son for the first time in 3 months. Separated at the border, the two were reunited yesterday following a court order deadline.
Why would parents choose not to be reunified with their children? Is it because the U.S. is going to take care of them? That was one of those things that they said it, and I was kind of going, you didn't ask more questions about that?
Right.
News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats and their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lending.
July, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious
glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
You're out with your friends and it's feeling like old times.
Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. How are you enjoying today?
Very good.
I got a question, a couple of questions before I make my comment.
Okay.
One of my questions is, are you going to kind of review the political candidates and highlight the good points and bad points before election?
That sounds a lot like an endorsement. I think if people want to call in and talk about the folks, I'm fine with that, but I don't... Yeah, I'm going to have Steve Marshall in on Friday at 2 o'clock, so you'll hear him. Twinkle or Amesworth have not contacted me about being on the show, so I haven't had them on. I think that the political ads are getting over the top.
Yeah, I just listened to both of those, as well as Steve Marshall, as well as Troy King. You know, in a lot of cases, it's kind of... to the point of the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's really hard to make a distinction. I mean...
Well, let me ask you something. What are you looking for in a lieutenant governor?
Well, that's a good question, but, I don't really know. I haven't sat down and looked at a comparison of the two, and I was hoping that possibly you would be doing that. Because I'll probably end up having to podcast it. We're pretty busy now, and I don't have time to listen a whole lot. But it's kind of like Troy King and Marshall. You know, one of them saying the other one's really not a Republican, and the other one definitely is a Republican, but the problem I have with Troy King is, wasn't he Attorney General with Siegelman?
No.
Who was Siegelman's attorney general?
I don't remember that.
I was thinking it was Troy King.
No. It's, it wasn't Troy King. Troy King was only attorney general for 4 years, and then he lost to Luther Strange. He was there during all the Victory Land stuff where they were doing the raids and things, and if you remember... He didn't see that the bingo machines were really slot machines, so he wouldn't pursue it. So Riley kind of pursued it on his own.
Okay, so it was Riley he was Attorney General for rather than Siegel.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that kind of changes my opinion of him a little bit.
So does that make you like him more or like him less?
Well, in some aspects more and in some aspects less. The fact that he didn't find an issue with the bingo, you know, you got to kind of call a spade, and if it's black and shaped like an upside-down heart, it's probably a spade. my comment was, as you were just talking about the children being separated from their families.
Or the not being reunited is more the issue.
And not being reunited. But my understanding, they're only separated if they're caught crossing the border at somewhere other than a border crossing.
Right. As soon as they enter the United States, they're breaking the law. And so,
exactly. Just
like if they were at Walmart and they were shoplifting and they had a child with them, they would separate the parent from the child. But, you know, the libs got in front of the store, and as soon as I saw it happening, I said to the audience, they're making this an emotional value story, and that's going to be a problem. And it turned out it was.
Well, you know, the better question to ask the libs is, would you want us to put them in jail with the parents where there could be pedophiles, hardened criminals, people who would not only take advantage of the parents, but the children?
Well, what they're doing is they're putting them in detain. They're not putting them in jail. They're putting them in detainment facilities. And there was a real interesting thing. Blasio, the mayor of New York, he went down to Texas, and they wouldn't let him in. And so he went. This is a center that's right across the line from Mexico. So he goes over the line, goes into Mexico, and then tries to enter back in and gets arrested. As he should be. And then he started making all this stuff up. No, I have permission and this kind of stuff. And no, you didn't. I mean, but Blasio is just basically a liar on this kind of stuff. He just makes crap up. And I hate that.
Yeah. You know, it gets very exasperating when 90% of the news is, you know, it creates more questions than it answers issues.
Well, it's also the way they're presenting the stories. And and we're going to get into the NATO stuff in a little bit, but the way they were presenting this to me was very unfair and kind of showed they were trying to hide the ball to me. I mean, the fact that, did you see that exchange that they had with the head of NATO and Bush for breakfast?
I did not.
Okay.
Is it on your Facebook page by chance?
It's on my website, danmorrisshow.com. You can see it.
Okay.
You can see a story about it. But basically, Trump was complaining and talking about, look, you know, I'm all for free trade and trading with Russia, but not when it's all your energy stuff. And basically, Germany signed a deal, and they're buying all their energy, or 70% of their energy, from Russia. Well, that makes them more dependent upon Russia and more able to kind of move them around because they have an energy dependency that's there. And then the former German chancellor is the guy who's in charge of the natural gas business there in Germany that inked the deal here. It had to be approved by Germany. And he was kind of saying, you know, we're supporting you in NATO, but then you're going over to the enemy that we're protecting you from, and you're doing business deals with them, becoming dependent upon them, and not with us or other people, countries that are out there. And stupid.
Yeah, I support what Trump said. I listened to that part of. I listened to Trump's part, but I did not listen to Bush or the spokesman from NATO's.
Yeah,
It doesn't make any sense to be protecting somebody who is then corroborating to become dependent upon the very person you're protecting them from.
Yeah. I mean, so Joe Scarborough goes absolutely crazy today about that and how rude it is, and he's breaking apart NATO and he's playing into Putin's hands. This is what Putin wants. And, you know, like I said, I got a text from Mo Brooks saying, I strongly support Trump and what he's doing. because this they need to be paying more.
Well, not only do they need to be playing more, they need to be remember who is they're playing with.
Yep.
You know, we buy a lot more German products than Germany buys from us. I mean, look at how many Mercedes plants there are in the United States. And yeah, that employs our people, but it also sends money back to Germany.
Oh, yeah.
I've got friends that work for Mercedes, both German friends and American friends. And I've always said that, you know, Germany is supposed to be the power of the European Union, but yet they pay some of the least amount of taxes to the U.S. And I don't think that's fair for either one of us. Anyway, I appreciate you letting me have my 2 cents.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Let's continue with the story about the judge and realignment. Remember, there was only 38 kids, but there were only 135 that had not been out of a total. 38 were connected, 135 total kids. And they're getting so micro in this whole thing. Let's listen in.
The judge has made it clear he does not intend to be hands-off.
At a federal court hearing, Judge Dana Sabraw told the government they need to streamline the process of family reunifications. Late in the day, Ruben Garcia with the Annunciation House shelter in El Paso got a call he was waiting for all day.
Do you believe that they dropped them off this late at night to meet that deadline that they promised the federal court?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I do believe that this was an effort to comply with the court order of July 10th.
I'm saying this very simply. We have laws, we have borders.
President Trump responded to questions about his administration's inability to meet the deadline.
Well, I have a solution. Tell people not to come to our country illegally.
Yesterday, we spoke with Jocelyn, who asked that we not use her last name. Last month, she was reunited with her 15-year-old son, James, after nearly 9 months of separation.
Do you believe that the government is telling the truth when they say that they can reunify these families?
I have hope, she said, but that's not a lot of time to reunify.
Jocelyn and James are going to be staying in a local shelter until their immigration case is actually finished up. We understand right now Judge Sabraw has said he will make sure to hold regular hearings on this case so that he continues to know that these reunifications are happening fast. In fact, his next status hearing is on Friday.
Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Marr Show on a Wednesday. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're out with your friends and it's feeling like old times. Standing in line in the front of the club. You're driving around town blasting your mixes. Singing along to the words you don't know.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's get into the news report in this NATO summit that the media was kind of freaking out a little bit on. Yeah, let's start with Kristen Welker on the NATO summit.
NATO welcome ceremony is about to get underway here. This is a summit aimed at strengthening ties, but President Trump is already throwing punches, raising serious questions about the United States' commitment to standing with its closest allies. Skipping the pleasantries, President Trump not holding back this morning, taking aim at allies during a breakfast with NATO's Secretary General before the summit even officially started.
Many countries are not paying what they should.
Mr. Trump doubling down on his criticism that several NATO countries don't pay their fair share in defense, but taking direct aim at Germany, accusing the country of paying too little and of being controlled by Russia.
Germany is a captive of Russia because they supply. They got rid of their coal plants. They got rid of their nuclear. They're getting so much of the oil and gas from Russia.
And even pushing back when publicly pressed by the NATO Secretary General.
Understand that we are stronger together than apart.
But how can you be together when a country is getting its energy from the person you want protection against or from the group that you want protection?
Because we understand that when we stand together also when dealing with Russia, we are stronger.
No, you're just making Russia richer.
It's a remarkable start to a summit that's already been rattled by the president's tough talk. On Tuesday, the European Council president warned Mr. Trump.
Dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many.
So, he's there, has his breakfast meeting, and you're going to kind of get here, the getting into it here in the second part of this story, but Trump is like the 500-pound gorilla in here. And he is so much more comfortable in his skin than he was the first time he did this. And I hate to say this, but it's working for him. I mean, when you look at when he's talking about these trade deals and what they're doing, they ponied up a lot more money for NATO. I think it was about $40 billion more dollars, and that's a nice number. And you're going to get into that, you're going to hear this a little bit later on, but they're really tying this into trade. And I think that's smart. Security and trade. And trying to make fair, level playing fields. Let's listen to Kristen Welker, NATO summit. Then she's going to be talking about Putin.
the president on a week-long four-country trip of Europe. On his agenda, a stop in Britain, where Prime Minister Theresa May faces a government in crisis over Brexit. Then an audience with Queen Elizabeth. Next to Scotland for a visit to one of his golf properties. And finally, a face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump raising eyebrows by striking this conciliatory tone toward Putin.
Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think?
Senior administration officials insist in that one-on-one meeting, Mr. Trump will confront President Putin over thorny issues, likely including interference in the election and Russia's 2014 invasion of Crimea. But Democrats say they're skeptical.
It's even worse for him to meet with a very, very clever, out-for-himself man like President Putin alone.
And Kristen, I mean, just to go back to what went on this morning in Brussels, Belgium, I mean, this is one of these NATO summits. Usually it's all diplomatic niceties and maybe a croissant. To hear this kind of bubble up and boil over right before the cameras is incredible.
It is. Look, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel responded by saying she expects difficult discussions. Still, Savannah, the extraordinary nature of the president's public tongue lashing cannot be overstated. These summits are all about optics and tone. And on both fronts, President Trump was confrontational. Now, it's not totally unexpected. Look at what happened at the last NATO summit. He broke with diplomatic protocols in one instance, even shoving the prime minister of Montenegro. But in this instance, the backdrop is different. He's been openly feuding with allies over trade and a range of other issues. And the key concern is that that could weaken these alliances and strengthen Vladimir Putin's hand heading into that critical face-to-face next week.
You know, he's going to London too, and they got. Have you seen the balloon that they have of? Trump?
The baby cartoon version of Trump with wearing a diaper.
Yeah. May didn't look too hot there. She had kind of a limp when I was watching them kind of roll out. I'm not sure if she hurt herself or if she has a problem. That London trip is going to be interesting to see. And Trump may be meeting with the opposition people from May, and May's government's a little tenuous. And then Merkel seems to be in some real trouble. And both of them have immigration and Brexit deals.
Yes.
And so I think they've got, particularly when you look at their stock markets and so what they're doing compared to ours, I think they may have a little bit of a problem here. NewsHour 93.1, reminder, this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard, and tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. As Dick always says, he always says this, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, telling you go by and see what they have at Brubaker Motors. Opportunity is all they ask for. Opportunity to serve you and opportunity to show you what they have to offer. Largest Kia dealership in Alabama. That's big. Brubaker Motors, sponsor of this hour of the Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.